Now, yesterday we began to talk about an aspect of the kingdom of God. And we said that this aspect of the kingdom of God only has to do with human beings. Whereas God reigns over the mosquitoes, He reigns over the ants, He reigns over the camels, He reigns over the fish of the sea. Hallelujah. In a very general way. But for men, God wants to be the reigning principle of life that is in your vessel. And so we saw yesterday that Jesus, before He came into our hearts, He came into our hearts as a Lord that was already enthroned in the heavens. So He came to establish rulership and He came to establish dominion. And this which we opened up yesterday is consistent with the parable of the kingdom, the parables of the kingdom that Jesus revealed. So we are going to go a step further and we are going to begin to look at the parables. So we'll start from the book of Matthew chapter 13. Do not forget that Christ in us is the ruling principle of heaven that was brought into us on the account of our salvation. God's goal is not salvation. Salvation is just a pathway for us to reconnect with the purpose that God has for humankind. And that purpose is summed up in the administration of Christ. Matthew chapter 13. We'll do a teaching for 35 minutes and then we'll shift to prayer. Just to push us a step further so that it will be easy for us to proceed from this point if we are building subsequently. We'll begin from Matthew chapter 13 verse 3. Matthew chapter 13 verse 3. And He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. I say hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was so gracious to us in the parables. And what I mean by that was that He took His time to explain what each of the metaphors in these critical parables meant, so that our interpretation of it will be accurate. It's also worthy of note that Jesus said that if we do not understand the meaning of the first parable, it will be impossible for us to decipher the meaning of subsequent parables. So this parable that we just read is a key parable, and if we understand the meaning of this parable, it is the premise upon which we'll understand subsequent parables. Like I said, Jesus was gracious and He was able to let us into the meaning of all the metaphors that were used in the construct of this parable. So in the book of Matthew chapter 13, beginning from verse 18 to verse 23, we are going to see Jesus' interpretation of the parable of the sower. Before we begin the interpretation class, I'd like to take inventory of the metaphors that are presented in the parable of the sower. First of all, we have the seed. Secondly, we have the wayside. Thirdly, we have the fowls. Fourthly, we have the stony places. Fifth, the sun. Sixth, root. Seven, thorns. Eight, good ground. So these are the stock of metaphors that were used in the first parable, which is the parable of the sower. We're going to make progress, and this is a classroom, and I'd like us to fully apprehend the message that is being communicated here. All right, from verse number 18 of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus comes to our rescue to interpret the first and the most important parable. He said, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom." So according, are you still with me? Are you with me? All right. So we already see Jesus' interpretation of the first mystery. The first mystery is the seed. And according to this interpretation, the seed is the message of the kingdom. The ground, in this case, is the hearts of men. Because the target of this message happens to be the hearts of men. So this parable is revealing to us different kinds of hearts and the implication of the heart vis-a-vis the seed, which is the message of the kingdom. Are you with me? All right, so let's go for it. When anyone heareth the message or the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. At least we have seen that the ground in this case is the heart. Are you with me? So the wayside in this context, this is he which received seed by the wayside. So the wayside personnel is one that receives the message of the kingdom, but he does not understand it. So there is a possibility that you do not understand the message of the kingdom. And that's why we are going to define what it is afresh. So when such a person does not understand the message of the kingdom, the reaction that takes place in the kingdom of darkness is that demons are sent to pick up that message from the person's heart. The fact that you receive the word from God doesn't mean you will walk by that word. Demons always pray over the hearts of people that do not understand the message of the kingdom to take away that message from their heart. Because if the message remains, if it is retained, if it comes on the soil of your heart, if it's allowed to germinate, the resultant effect is not given to doubt. And so Satan's entry point is to frustrate the possibility of the message of the kingdom. Meanwhile, Jesus revealed to us the message that is the seed. It's not a message of success. It's not a message of breakthrough. It's not a marriage seminar. It's the message of the kingdom. And the message of the kingdom is such a message that pedestals Christ Jesus as King and Lord over the hearts of men. It's not a message that pampers. It's a message that enthrones Christ as the rightful King over the hearts of men. Hallelujah. Okay. Oh, I would have digressed, but there is no need because we don't have time. So it's a message of the kingdom that the sower goes round to sow. And the Bible did not reveal that the sower in this case was Jesus. In this case, the sower is a preacher. The sower can be Pastor Tony Aldo preaching the message of the kingdom. The sower can be Pastor Doshima preaching the message of the kingdom in the conference he was invited to minister. This analysis that is captured in this parable is based on having preached the message of the kingdom, the impact that it will have in the lives of men. Are you still following me? All right, so let's go on with the interpretation. So the sower in this case can be you and me. The sower in this case can be Pastor Tony, can be Pastor Donatus, can be Pastor Shala. All right? But remember, the wayside scenario can only find expression in a situation where you do not understand. And if you do not understand, the direct implication is that Satan is going to show up and is going to snatch that which you have received. If we see the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, which is the major scripture that we quote when we want to lead people to Christ, the scripture says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You know, I told us that God conquers territories with power, but he rules with authority. If you have acknowledged, because he's coming to rule over your heart. So the message of the kingdom projects the Lord Jesus. If you see the message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, he said so many things, but a time came during the meat of his message, he pointed the world to this Jesus whom you crucified. It was in the presentation of this Jesus whom God has made both Lord and Christ. That was his presentation. That was his what he was offering. He was offering the congregation, the crowd, Jesus, the King, Jesus, the Christ. And if I take you to the book of Acts, you will see the message of Philip the evangelist. A message that qualifies to be an evangelical message is a message that presents Jesus the Lord. And the reason why he wants to enter into your heart is because he is coming there to rule, not to make friends with you, but to rule. It is when you have found the harmony of his government that you can touch the aspect of him that is longing for intimacy and friendship. But his original intention for coming into that space is to rule. And an evangelical message should accurately present this Jesus, who is Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Yeah. All right. So if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, it is only the message of the kingdom that presents Jesus in the capacity of lordship. Because his intention is to establish his government within the sphere of the human heart. Yeah, let's go back. Go back to the interpretation. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. When one hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. I was perplexed in a certain service. The pastor was talking about a vehicle, Lamborghini. The title of the message was Lamborghini. And somewhere in the middle of the service, the pastor now said we should ride our cars, Lamborghini, by faith. So he said, ride your vehicle, ride your vehicle. Ride. So we were doing like that. Then he now said, step on the brake, step on the brake. When he finished that illustration, he asked people to come give their life to Christ. The question is, what did they come for? Because they came for Lamborghini, not for Jesus the Lord. You are not with me. So that message he preached was not a message of the kingdom. Oh, okay. You are already offended. So, you see, it is very possible for a preacher to waste people's life. Not time, their life. I went to preach in Malawi. It was a Sunday service. And I took time to teach the Bible. When I finished teaching, a woman that was sitting on the minister's seat, then she was 76 years old, she began to cry. So
I had to attend to her. I asked her, why are you crying? She said her pastor deceived her. That she's been in church since she was 13 years old. And the life she lived is exactly the prescription of the pastor. But from what I preach today, she has discovered that she's a victim of ignorance. And she's already 76 years old. You see, it is possible for you to be doing something called preaching that is not considered, categorized as the message of the kingdom. Meanwhile, in sowing business, the substance that you are bequeathing to the sons of men must qualify to be called what? The word of the kingdom or the message of the kingdom. It presents Jesus as what? As Lord. It's not everything you see on the pulpit that is a message. Talk about Lamborghini where we're doing like this, we're doing like this, we're doing like this. And then he gave an altar call. About six people came to give their life to Lamborghini. Because I had to ask one of them, unto what did you come this morning? Lambo, not Jesus. I think I need to open your eyes a little more. Just a little more. No time. All right, let's try. Let's do Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached what? Christ unto them. Go to verse 12. He preached Christ unto them. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning what? The kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. This is the work of an evangelist. He did not obscure the circumference of the emphasis of God. He preached Christ, the administrator. He preached the things that pertain to the kingdom of God. And he preached the name of Jesus. That was what the people responded to in the altar call. Do you understand that? Now, so you can be in church for 20 years and the pastor never preaches anything that is close to what the Bible describes as the message of the kingdom. In such a situation, what is happening to you is that you are a victim. You are a victim of time wastage because your life is not likely to change in such circumstances. It can only change when this monarch is presented as the ultimate and as man's basic need. So that every man will know that outside this monarch, he doesn't have an expression that eternity can accept. So, since we got that, let's go back. Go back to Matthew. And let's go to verse 20 now. But he that receiveth seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the same word of the kingdom, and anon with joy received it. This one understood it. This one even accepted it. Go on. Yet, he had not root in himself, and but dureth for a while, or endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, And by, he is offended. So he doesn't understand that what he received in his heart is going to attract some consequences. So he wants to come to church and everything he receives from God is a blessing. And if it doesn't quite like look like a blessing, he throws it out. So this kind of guy is not ready to commit any form of loyalty, any form of dedication to the thing that he has found in Christ Jesus. This kind of guy needs a preacher that will tell him that the only reason why you are here is to prosper. The only reason why you are here is so that you can do well. The only reason why you are here is so that you can excel. You lie to him. Because the purpose for which Jesus went to the cross is to reestablish the kingdom of God in the hearts of men. So that gospel that you preached, that put man in the center, is wrong. The true gospel has Christ and his purposes and the plans of God in his center. So this guy is not willing to experience any form of pressure. He's not willing to collide with any circumstance that is going to put him in a state of pressure. Because if that circumstance comes and he traces it to find out that the source of the pressure is the message he received, he will cast it away from his faith. So the problem with this guy is that persecution revealed that he didn't really have a conviction about what he received. Everything about God that you receive will be challenged. I remember my uncles who are unbelievers, and they are not just unbelievers, they are hidden. You know the kind of people the Bible calls hidden. Hidden. The hidden have been educated by Satan. That's what I'm talking about. They have a special education from the dark world. So if you are doing something like carrying your Bible, trying to be serious with God, there are no jokes to crack that will make you look stupid. Those are persecutions. Especially if you need to visit those people to come and go collect school fees. You have given them an opportunity to preach a liturgy of how inconsequential you are preparing your life to become. And God, who is the God of heaven, that is the all-wise God, he ordained that will grow into destiny steadily. And sometimes he will pass through the hand of those people. So there is no way you can protect what you have in your heart from persecution. Because sometimes the context is already rigged. Sometimes the environment is already corrupt. Sometimes the place is already seeded to darkness. And you are trying to keep your feet. If the person discipling you never told you that your alignment with Jesus is going to attract pressure and persecution, he lied to you. Because if we go to the second parable, you are going to see why God did not accept anyone who did not have a conviction for him. You will see why. If you are still with me, say amen. So this guy believes a gospel of convenience. He understands what God wants. But if God wants anything that will cost him pressure, he's not part of that deal. This is the fair weather Christian. He wants everything to go in his way. His ambition is his goal. The things he wrote about, that this is what I want in 2021, that is his agenda. If anything is outside of it, he is not involved. This is the guy that wants to serve himself. He doesn't want to serve God. Because if you are going to serve God, you will do that sacrificing yourself. Your wants, your agenda. That's what the gospel of the kingdom is about. It prioritizes Christ and his will. And then you will pay the price of sacrifice as the fuel that you will use to consistently pursue him. So a man that does not have conviction cannot prosper on this journey. Somebody is saying, Pastor, why is it only hard gospel, hard doctrines that you preach? I am fighting for you. I will not be alive forever. Let it be on record that witness, adequate witness was born. Because there are too many fraudsters on the pulpit masquerading to be preachers without a calling. Those are the ones that made you feel that the reason why Jesus died is so that you can buy a vehicle. And you believed. Because they were preaching to your comfort. They did not tell you that there are thorns and thistles that will test your conviction. You cannot continue in the journey of the kingdom if you have not made up your mind to glorify Jesus. It is only when you have pedestal Jesus as the ruling king that you can do anything for. Persecution will no longer have the shout that it would have had if you were not a citizen of the kingdom of God that wants to live worthy of his Lord. If you are still with me, say amen. Hallelujah. So the guys by the wayside actually understood the message, received it with joy, but were not willing to suffer pressure and persecution. Are you still following me? All right.
Because they were not willing to suffer persecution, they accepted the cheap gospel. They made themselves believe that what the gospel was about was them. The gospel is about me. But you are wrong. The gospel is about the king. And you are going to be a tool that the king will use to fulfill his own purpose. What is on the king's heart is superior to you as a person. The reason for the salvation is to bring you to a point where you can tap into the king's heart and live out his will. And that system, that arrangement, goes beyond your pleasure. It goes beyond your comfort. You will fulfill that dream at the expense of your agenda. You can never be in sync with Jesus if you are not willing to sacrifice. All right, go on. He that had received the seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. There are two matters that are raised here. The cares of this world. The cares of this world. So the reason why a lady began to visit Benway Hotel every Friday is because she believes that that's the only way she can pay her school fees and keep her in school. She was a victim of the cares of this world. So because she felt without that support coming from Benue Hotel, there is no way I can improve myself in education. She was wrong. Her situation was supposed to be a platform for her to explore the fatherhood side of God. God as father has fully taken charge of your responsibility. So you were trying to help him. That's why we ended in Benue Hotel. The cares of this life became your way out. Meanwhile, the cares of this life should have been an opportunity for you to explore your father. Should I say something quickly? Life on earth is not easy. When Jacob came to Pharaoh in Egypt and Pharaoh wanted to keep tabs with Jacob's journey, he said, "How has life treated you?" He said, "My years have been few, but full of sorrow." The life of a mortal is an affliction. Yeah. Jacob did not die because of the affliction. He was still alive. So if you decide not to go to Benue Hotel, you will suffer, but you will not die. This category of believers don't want to suffer. And that's why they sing songs like, "Me, I know go suffer. I know go beg for bread." That song is not from the Bible. It was lifted from one of the writings of witchcraft. I know you have sung it and you cried. "God of miracle, now my father, he didn't hear you because you will suffer. You will suffer. You have not been reading your Bible." See, don't go to the Bible with your own idea. A church was planted in Antioch, and Satan began to attack all the members. When prophets were sent to them, you know the message the prophets preached. He said, "Let me show you their message. Stay with me. Don't be in a hurry. My teaching will not be long. I want to start it. We will not finish today. We'll just start so that we will. The Lord will help us." I think it's Acts 14. Is it Acts 14? Acts 14 verse 22, please. This is what the prophets told the congregation. I was expecting them to do a success seminar. That the reason for their travail was because they didn't know, they didn't have insight in success principles. These prophets came, and the Bible said they confirmed the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must go through much tribulation
to enter into the kingdom of God. That means your case is not different from your ancestors. People that walked on this path, their journey was laden with tribulation. But their conviction about Jesus was stronger than the tribulations they faced. That's why they could tap into the grace that God made available to make that journey easy. But a believer that is a victim of the deceitfulness of riches will explain his sin life by saying that we ended up in Benue Hotel because we wanted to see our way through school. But the prophet said, tribulation is part of the package. I was expecting the prophets to come with word of knowledge. Or maybe this kind of song that we sang now. Too, that the congregation was suffering from a situation of lack of faith. They just came to tell us that is how it is. Huh, sister? If that situation is not overwhelming, you don't need grace. Oh, somebody saw me and said, oh, I like your life. You are a good life. If God can give. So I now called the person. At the airport, the plane delayed for 3 hours. So we had time. I now gave the person a profile of 1 year of my life. He prayed there instantly that, God, I thank you. Because this is not the life you gave me. I thank you. I said, when last were you woken up? Do you sleep every night? He said, yes, he doesn't have sleep problem. I said, Because of the depth God will take you, when evil things are happening to people close to you, you can't sleep. You just wake up and your sleep will be caught. It will be caught for many days. You are weak, but yet you are praying in tongues. You are weak, the whole body is rejecting, but you are poor. And then tomorrow we'll put on suit. They say, oh, you look great. The suit is on debt, it's hanging on debt. And the more you grow in God, the more the pressure. I finish preaching here, I start counseling in the night. Preachers in Africa, my brothers and sisters. That's okay, this is how to go about these things. You do that one for another 2 hours. The reason why we can do it and laugh is because God has one resource called grace. It is supernatural ability that He bequeaths to you to make you do supernatural things naturally and to do natural things supernaturally. Because if any man tries to do what you do with natural strength, they will end up in the psychiatric ward with the drip. They will have to hang their hand like this before they. When the prophets came, they did not tell them that demons have invaded. You see, too much tribulation. The thing that God has in mind for you, you will assess it too much tribulation. And I've stayed in ministry long enough to tell you that if God is about to promote you, He will allow demons to test you. I've stayed long enough. We started doing TV on cable. Cable television. How many years ago? About 7-10 years ago. This place, that's where we kept all our videos, all our audios. That room, it caught fire. My people that manage that place, they are careful people. And they switched off all the electrical points and went on holiday. Fire burnt off all our messages. Burnt off Yamaha PSR 2000, burnt off our mixer, burnt off equalizer, burnt off computers, burnt off microphones, burnt off everything. And I ask God, what sin have I committed? Because this is, I am wrong. So, what sin have I committed? He said, no, you have not done anything. It's just that your voice has gone far. It's the demons from the place your voice went that came to visit the place. If not that I took some of those messages to Lagos, we would have lost our archive. All the messages were burned. The computers were burned beyond recognition. So as we are pressing on in the kingdom and covering, establishing reach and coverage, the things there are being destabilized and they trace it to success. Is this man again? This man. So that's not the kind of journey you can advance into without conviction. If little suffering can shake your conviction, you are not ready for this journey. The brethren did not come to give them word of knowledge. They said, this is the way God has designed it, that through diverse tribulations, you will enter into the kingdom of God. That plan of God for your life, it is when through, that is the way. So we are not allergic to persecution. We are not allergic to tribulation. We are not allergic to pain and pressure. We are used to it. In fact, Jesus, our King, the Bible called him a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He had master's degree in suffering. He knew how to manage it. You, small suffering of poverty, push you to Benue Hotel. You had wanted to go to Benue Hotel since this. You have desired it. What we are talking about here, if we go deeper, you will find out that a man that lacks conviction cannot walk the path of the kingdom. And that's why preachers have to create other orbitals of convenience, so that people that are by the wayside can have a church. People that are plagued by thorns can also have a synagogue. You see, these are dropouts from the pursuit of the brilliant beauty of heaven. I don't want to be that pastor that will be holding services for wayside people. Are you with me? Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. That's how we gain rank. We defy the storms. We defy the systems arrayed against us. Our commitment to Jesus unwavering. We break through it. And then he installs us in higher capacity and rank in the kingdom to proclaim his glory, because we were not ashamed of him in the midst of the pressure. How many of you heard that my wife had a miscarriage? We don't say that one on the pulpit. But for many days she didn't talk to me. Not because I became a wicked man, but she was passing through something and she felt all the scriptures I knew could not comfort her. Thank God Miss Ochenjele came, so I ushered her to the bedroom and left her there, because my own scripture didn't work. He is Lord. Meanwhile, when she was at home in the room, I came here and preached one of the most iconic revivalist messages. Meanwhile, my convert at home had a challenge, a tribulation. I jumped on this pulpit. You would think that I'm about to go to heaven. I know the drill. We are not such men that tribulation can knock out. Our commitment to Jesus surpasses tribulation. If not, that day police came here, would have packed home now. The governor said 30 people in a room. Is that not what he said last year? 30 people. We were 15 people. And police came to arrest pastor. Because the neighbor had given them intelligence that Makodi is in this hall, the whole of them. And the police that came with the handcuff, he was charging like this. You need to do more than that to stop me from preaching. You need to do more than this. We are hardened. You don't know. We are hardened. We are hardened. Hardened. The next day I was here with my scripture. He is Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ.
One more time, He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Oshiko Beria, Escopene Guma. Mamambro Epokomi, Shika Mensolia Marata.
Mokoria, Kachi,
Jesus Christ,
He is the Lord.
One more time,
He is the Lord.
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 He is the Lord. mama, you are popular. Paramonceli combe la mano. Before we begin to pray, I would like you to acknowledge His Lordship over your life. For in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. Can separate us from your love. Not poverty, not famine, not persecution, not the sword. For in all these things we are more than conquerors. Harimo Celia Mambrasketo Campbella. Singing His Lord, His
Lord,
His
Lord,
His Lord,
amen.
I have to say, man,
thank you.
is your loyalty to him in spite of the pressure. That is a sign that you have a conviction. Because you know, these days we have Christianity without conviction. When it is convenient, you take a bribe, you do sex, you touch an abomination, you come back and say, that's a dropout. That's a dropout. You can't trust him with anything. He will swear to an idol if you bring the right price for him. But the son of the kingdom is such that has seen all the alternatives and has yet decided to go with Jesus. The reason why you are going to be faithful to your wife, the reason why you are not going to cut corners, because nobody will be supervising you, it is because of your commitment. It's not because the opportunities will not come. So you cannot remove pressure from the life of a believer. And the reason why the pressure is coming is because of the message he received, that he's modeling his life after. Who told you made a mistake? We all go through pressure. It's easy to see a preacher with suit and a tie and think that there's no pressure. Oh. But we are used to pressure. There's nothing the devil can throw at us from the outside that is stronger than the passion that the Spirit of God has built for him on the inside. Such is our walk in the kingdom. Such is our journey with Jesus. Jesus Christ. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. Opportunities that if I had accepted, I would have compromised my relationship with Jesus. Do you understand that? Opportunity. And that's not a prayer point. Because with my eyes opened, I turned them down. Not because there was another alternative door that God was opening. But it was unthinkable for me to latch onto those opportunities. As my own expression of lifting, I waited. God will give you opportunities to deny him. Will give you opportunities to show that you have another God. Lost, we preach to you. But if you have anything going with Jesus on the inside, you will know that even though this door is open, such as me cannot enter. It means that in your walk with God, you have come to a point where you love him. It's only people that love Jesus that he can govern. Because the utensil of his government on your heart is the love of God. He said, what can separate us from the love of God? That is the tool of his influence and government on your life. What can separate us? Then he gave us quite a list. Say, can famine, can poverty. Give me that scripture. Let me read it out. What can separate us from the love of God? Media, look for it. So that you will know what the kingdom is. You will not need to close your eyes to choose Jesus. You open it
But this is the life I chose. I chose to walk with Jesus. Chose to walk with him. I'm bold about it. I'm so bold. So I had to make the choice, because going to my uncle's house, he would say you should go and to Ezemo to bless you before he gives you school money. That's an abomination. Is it that my God died? The people that died yesterday, was it money they were lacking? I said, that's evil money. That's manipulative money. That money will rob me of my life and the life of my children. So we had to reject that money. Because in accepting that money, we have denied the support of Jesus. And that generated persecution that lasted for a very long time. So much so that I knew that no one will come for my wedding among my uncles. I knew it. So it was only my uncle that was born again that I went to represent my late father. That day I was like an orphan. But I was like an orphan with pride. No one can point my life today and say, I raised him. I was the one that was there. No one. So today when I preach free. I don't need to apologize. Go to Abuja to apologize. Yeah. Because I paid the price to stand with Jesus. If I would have died, I would have died with Jesus. But he gave me life instead of death. So I worship him forever. I am proud to say to you that my uncles are not my God. Jesus is my God. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? In the face of the sword, we'll still say Jesus is Lord. That's how we'll exit. If that is how, the kind of death that will give him glory. Ah, you will see me on the line singing this song. There will even, hey, the people that are executioners will give their life to Jesus. We have gone beyond that point. What is life? Okay, what life do you want to live apart from me? What else is there? There's no life. So when my stand became clear for many years, this one will teach his children to follow me. So let me put something in his hand. The healing we are doing today, he came out of a walk with God. I was not a gifted man at all. It was heaven that decided that, let's give this boy something. When I see your sickness, I see Jesus is bigger. That's why you will be healed. What can separate us from the love of God? One more time before we begin to pray for the sick, can you still declare your commitment, your loyalty? When everything shakes off, I will still be standing. I will still be standing. I will still be standing. Through the storms, through the waves, I will be standing. One more time, choir. He's Lord. I will still be standing. Nigeria. Only such men. The experts have failed us. The technocrats have failed us. We need sons of Jesus. Daughters of Jesus. To change the terrain. hardened. When the devil comes and does something, tell him, I thought you went for training. Is this the best you can do? The Bible says in all these things, Job did not curse the Lord. When you pass those tests, your rank is increased in the spirit. Oh, Lord. The Lord will be glorified this night. If I say in the name of Jesus, give me a big amen. Let's penetrate heaven now. In the name of Jesus. Oh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, so the heavens have opened. A few instructions. If you came with someone that is deaf, or if you are deaf in one of your ears, use this finger, block the ear that cannot hear, block it totally. If you came with your phone loaded with credit, you can call the sick that you are trusting God for his or her healing. Hallelujah. You have 2 minutes to make the call. Leave the phone running while I pray. You brought someone that cannot walk, just put your hands on the legs. If you are online and you cannot walk, put your hands on your legs. You have a blood condition like hepatitis B, HIV, and any other blood condition. Okay, sickle cell, your genotype is SS. And you're trusting God for a change of genotype, probably to AS or AA. Put your hand on your chest. You cannot sleep in the night. Your sleep goes. You can put your hand on your head. Those of you that use glasses and you want to read without your glasses, you can remove the glasses, put it in your pocket and lay your hands on your eyes. The hand of God will come so strong. I've already sensed it. So strong over this arena. Such that anyone walking on the road during the prayer and that is not part of the service, that is even a chronic unbeliever, will be healed. Will be healed. His hand is stretched forth. I see the hand. See the hand so powerful, so strong. Oh, kaboom! You have a growth on your body, fibroid. Just press it and locate the place that is hard. Leave your hand there. Is it a lump? Maybe on your breast. Just touch it. Feel it with your hand. Is it cancer that has spread across the organs of your body? Put your hand on your body. And the Lord will pass through that hand. When you were there. 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 And so, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We bind every spirit of sickness. We bind every spirit of infirmity, every affliction, every curse, every cyclical disease that comes and goes. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Deafening spirits, I arrest you. Be bound in the name of Jesus. Amen. Blinding spirits, I arrest you. Be bound in the name of Jesus. Amen.
paralyzing spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirits of pain and infirmity, I bind you in Jesus' name. I command your yoke to break. Let your hand be removed. There's somebody that God is drawing out from a pit. You have been drawn out because today Jesus, it has pleased him, it is his desire for you to come out of that deep place. Blinding spirits, come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Amen. Deafening spirits, come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Amen. I command every form of pain, loose your hold. Sickle cell anemia. Hear the voice of the Lord. Depart from that life now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command eyes, blinding spirits, go. Let eyes see in the name of Jesus. Short-sightedness, long-sightedness, glaucoma, astigmatism, give way right now. Give way right now. Give way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I address every form of paralysis, numbness on the body. Life has left the body. It is dry and painful. Right now, I command life to be restored in Jesus' name. Impossible headaches and migraines, everlasting headaches. Now, the breath of the Almighty diffuses your power. Amen. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, I'm seeing a stomach condition. Yes, let it diffuse. 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 I release healing upon your life right now. I break the yoke right now. Let it diffuse in the name of Jesus. So I speak to growths, cancers, fibroids. Begin to disappear. 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 I speak to bones. Bones, come together in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear, hear in the name of Jesus Christ. I see. Let the blood be cleansed. Let the blood be cleansed. Let paralysis go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So the healing has started. Now do me a favor, just sit down. Sit down. Two things. Those of you that called, confirm. Confirm from them. Those of you that are present here, check that condition. If it's an ear condition, block the one that can hear. Let them test the one that cannot hear. Check your body. Some things have changed. If you record a miracle, come here. This way, okay? Those of you online, if there is a shift, a miracle, get on your computer and let our online pastor know about what is happening. So, Philip B., take inventory of the online platform and let us get feedbacks. In the next... Now listen, this healing will not stop until we share the grace. The way I sense the anointing, it won't stop. Oh my God, somebody just got healed. It won't stop until we say the grace. So check your body, check your body, check your body. If you notice that something has happened to you, you can come this way. Check your body.
check, we have like 5 minutes. So you can go on now. Things that I see, there's someone that is healed on the leg already. You came here from your thigh, your left thigh downwards. It's as if something is drawing life away, and the Lord has touched that leg. It's your left thigh. That one has already been healed. Someone that had a condition with the base of your spinal cord, and you came here with excruciating pain, and the Lord has touched that base of your spinal cord. I've seen that. A chest condition also has been addressed. If those people should confirm. If you are outside, anywhere you are, and you have experienced a shift, you can join us in the front here. We'll take just like 5 testimonies before I release a blessing. I command those growths, fibroids, cancers, tumors to begin to dry up. Someone's eyes have been touched. Eyes have been touched. It will not cease until we share the grace this night. Someone's eyes have been touched. Eyes. Shima Marakaske Susilai. Someone felt that like something left your body. You felt like something left your body. Yes, Obe. Can you help? So that we'll not waste time. I have just 15 minutes to do this. There was one song we used to sing now, the first one. Go back to that one. That one has more weight. This one is light in the spirit. Oh! Nah, okay, that's the frequency. Just remain on that frequency. Let's test. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus. Now, because of that song, we just want to do a test. Because, you know, if we sing the right song, the anointing increases. There's someone somewhere, I don't know whether it's inside, outside, but the anointing of God will come upon you in 7 seconds. Now, the reason for which this anointing is coming upon you is to give you direction. Direction. That's what I picked. Father, oh my. That person that is scrambling for your direction in this congregation,
I'm asking that you receive, you release an impartation upon that life that will bring the person into the economy of your direction. From the count of 1 to 7. 1, 2, 3. Yes,
this is coming all the way from Portugal.
From Portugal.
Ricardo Lisboa Oliveira.
Call that name again.
Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Lisboa Oliveira.
From Portugal.
She has been healed of a stomach pain.
Healed of a stomach pain.
Then we have Peter Asenso Mensah all the way from Ghana.
Peter Mensah from Ghana.
Also healed of stomach disease.
Healed of a stomach condition.
We have 3 persons here.
3 people here.
The 3 of them are directly taken by the word you gave concerning a leg problem. And this brother particularly had gone for x-ray several times.
Okay.
On account of the excruciating pain that was emanating from the leg, he had gone for x-ray and they said they couldn't find anything, in spite of the lingering pain. And while the prayer was made this evening, the 3 of them experienced drastic rescue from that condition.
Lift his horse. Hallelujah. If the source is supernatural, those your equipment in medical physics, MIR, X-ray, CT, will not see anything.
And this sister also, she had an eye condition that had lasted since 2018.
Wait, let's pray for the 3 people first. This is number 1. Lord, thank you for this miracle. In the name of Jesus, let it be permanent. Thank you for this miracle. In the name of Jesus, let it be permanent. What's the 3rd one? Thank you for this miracle. In the name of Jesus, let it be permanent. He is Lord.
Sir, you did mention particularly...
Amen. Now you see, the song helps my sight. Okay, I'm not interrupting you. Someone here, a demon has been stealing money. I know you don't believe this. A demon has been stealing money from you. This demon is like a monkey. I know they don't believe that. So, Lord, they don't believe. So, help me so that they can believe. Help me locate that person so that they can believe you. From my left hand side to my right hand side, outside of the hall to the plain field. Father, that one that demons have been manipulating the resources in his or her life, help me find that one. 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 I know you don't believe much, so demons, I saw them.
He's Lord.
He's Lord.
He's Lord.
Now listen. There's a lady watching me online whose name is Kate. Kate. This Kate, the hand of God is going to overwhelm this Kate in a few seconds. Kate, right where you are sitting, the hand of God comes over you comes over you. It overwhelms you. It overwhelms you right now. Oh, suddenly, it's time for work. Which kind of work do they do on Sunday night? Imina. Calm down. Eh? Calm down. There's no work. Eh? There's no work. Hallelujah. There's no work. So, yeah. That case, the power has come on that case. So, Kate, when you recover from the experience, please tell us where you are, streaming from, and give us your full name so that I can. Your full name, your details, phone number, all of that, so that we can reach out to you after the service. I want to prophesy on your life. God, there's no work, no, there's no activity, nothing. Oh, they are coming. Yeah. I want to teach you people something, how to cast out devils. First thing to do when you notice the person is trying to gain attention, forget the person first. That's the first thing. If it's so loud, leave it. Then when the thing calms down like this, don't even do it yourself. Call one of your people. Come. Father, let your power be transmitted. Now this demon is on her head. So you lay hands there, just speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Zima Moria. Those are demons. Everything she does, they intercept it. You know? That deceiving spirit that speaks into your ears. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. If you keep your hand there, you will see the spirit will be restless. Hi. Okay. This is go to the intensive care. This one needs drip. Needs a drink. We have some hallelujah. We have some practitioners that are intensive care experts. Now let me give you a little insight. When you find out that a spirit speaks to someone's vocal cord, there are two reasons why it happens. First of all, the person may not be born again at all. And the person is possessed with that spirit. Secondly, the person is born again, but the family from whence the person has come practices masonry. And some spirits of torment have been released to discipline the person from doing anything that is contrary to that altar. So normally when they come to church and a place where the hand of God is strong, the spirit begins to intercept the person's thoughts. Alright? So that's the condition. In such a case, demons that affect people's mind, that are intelligent, they can use their mind and use their vocal cord, they are stubborn. Alright? So when we cast the spirit out, the person is supposed to go through some discipleship. Before it is perfected. Are you with me? Yes, what happened there?
Sir, you particularly mentioned a chest condition, and we are having several healings along that line.
Shay
Sam Pope has been healed of a very heavy chest condition.
Shay Sam Pope, where is he?
He's on the audio platform.
Okay.
No location here.
No location here.
And then we also have all the way from Dubai, Emmanuel. Said before joining the meeting, I was having chest tightness, difficulty in breathing due to asthma, but the chest opened up during the prayer.
It
now
opened up
I can
during
breathe
the prayer.
Freely.
Okay, he's
this is from Dubai.
In line along that same line, this brother was equally implicated by that chest condition. He
chest
was
condition.
Under asthmatic attack.
Asthmatic attack when
during
he came to
the course
hall
of the prayer, he was relieved.
He was relieved. Come. Now, you see, I always tell you that asthma is a spirit, it's not sickness. Asthma, in the name of Jesus, let this young man go. Let him go. Release his chest region. And let him go. In the name of Jesus, I break your yoke here. Yeah. You will not have asthma again. Okay?
And this sister,
go, brother. Yes.
This sister had been, she had an eye condition that had lasted since 2018.
What's the name of the condition? Does it have a name?
We were trying to establish the very identity of the condition, but she says she can't really place it.
Okay. What are the symptoms?
A blurry eye view. You want to look something that is actually afar off. I don't really get to see it very clearly.
Something that is afar off. She can't see it. What's that? Is that? Oh, astigmatism.
Or
that's
you know,
long sighted. Abi, short sightedness. So you couldn't see far. That's short sightedness.
And during the prayer, something.
During the prayer, something left her eyes. Now you can see. Let's test this thing. Can you read what is on the screen there? Okay, she can see now. Somebody celebrate Jesus. It is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Answer. This brother had an ear condition that had lasted 20 years.
Ear.
20 years.
So can you describe the condition?
How small.
Something flew into your ear.
So I was taken to the hospital.
You were taken to the hospital?
Nothing was being done. I started living with it.
Living with it as in the ear stopped?
At times, the ear is deafened.
It's deafened.
And yes, there are times I hear. So after the prayer today, I started hearing.
You started hearing on with that ear. Somebody shout hallelujah. Healed. It won't come back again. You are released.
Sir, all the way from Lagos, Mrs. Deji, who has had very, very chronic pain as a result of infection, said the pain has drastically reduced.
Okay, the pain has drastically reduced. She had pains owing to infection in Lagos, and God has touched her. The pain has revealed.
Sir, this is a case of electronic miracle.
A case of digital.
Digital miracle. The mother had lost her teeth since January.
That's COVID.
And there's no
the
volume,
name of that infirmity is COVID.
There's no volume COVID. Of salt that has capacity to activate her taste bud. But during the course of the prayer, immediately the mom was relieved.
Yes.
Of that affliction.
And then
and he asked her to go and try something. And her taste bud was activated.
Okay. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, where is your mom?
Oyo State.
Now, the mom is in Oyo State. So, God sent a miracle from Makurdi to Oyo State. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
So all the way from South Africa.
I told them the other day, I said, gather all the COVID patients in one football field. Alright? And let genuine men of God go there. We'll finish it in 2 days. You are looking for vaccines that are not working. They say they gave this vaccine that it has reaction. Oh. Gather all the people, the ones in France, the ones in Congo, gather them into one football field. They are already infected. So
Their condition will not change. They are infected. Then release men of God there. Lock us there. With them. Lock us. In a few days' time, we are going to have 100% healing. Yes, go on.
So all the way from South Africa.
Francis
Emberego has been healed of difficulty in breathing.
Francis Emberego.
And then from the USA, Stephanie Onwe has been healed of headache and stomach pain that has plagued her for months.
Healed of headache and stomach pain. Can you rejoice? Just be giving God the glory. Giving Him the glory.
Ndukwe Carlos Samuel has been healed of pains in his ankle. So my ankle no longer pains me.
His ankle no longer pains me. Can you celebrate?
Then Adere Shola from Lagos has been healed of pains in the right arm.
Pains in the right arm. Gone. I'm waiting for that person who was healed from the back. Something on the back. Something from the back. You are in the congregation. I'm waiting for you to come here. You are in the congregation. God touched your back. There's a pain on your back that the Lord touched. I'm waiting for you. Yes? Ogwe.
An ulcer. He has had
first
an ulcer condition.
First of all, it's worthy of note that he is a doctor. He's not just a brother. So if a doctor tells you he has ulcer, he has ulcer. He knows what ulcer is. In the textbook and by experience, he knows what ulcer. Yes, go on.
So this doctor has been laboring under the plague of ulcer for a long time.
Okay.
It will go and come back again. And then he came back with the return of the ulcer.
Okay.
But while prayer was going on, he said he felt a very notable cold sensation running through her system.
Yes, that's healing. That's the healing power. That's the healing power. It's either it's a notable cold condition or a heat. That's the healing power of God. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We glorify you. Thank you for perfecting this work in the life of your servant. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your seat has been taken, or you're still there? All right, sit down. Yes?
Sir, these two brothers,
okay,
their cases fall under the people that were plagued with different kind of afflictions on their chest. Why prayer was made?
Where is the person? God has healed somebody from the back. Where is the person with the back condition? That's the person I'm looking for.
Yes, 3 days back condition and lower abdominal pain has just been displaced.
So why were you hiding the congregation? You were not sure. Please interview her. You what?
3 days back pain and lower abdomen.
Ask her, why was she hiding? She wasn't hiding.
She
this was when she
sure.
decided to come.
She wanted to be sure.
We give you praise and glory. In the name of Jesus. You see, it is gone. The stomach has gone. Okay, this young lad here, he brought her here with stomach pain. And the Lord touched the mother, touched the child. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can go.
Still to confirm the healing of the back pain, Sister Nkiru from Lagos.
There is a kit. Where is that kit? Kit, anywhere you are in the world that you receive that impartation, send us your name, your location, and your phone number. We need to call you and pray with you. One kid is watching me now. And the hand of God came upon you while I was talking. Yes, Nkiru.
Nkiru said, I have been feeling pain on my back, a pain on my backbone. I do not feel that pain anymore.
So
thank
pain,
you, Jesus.
The pain on the back has gone. Nkiru in Lagos. Yes?
So this brother was delivered from the chest condition. This brother also a miracle was sent to the dad through the airwave.
Okay.
The digital miracle.
Where is your dad?
The father had a coughing condition that degenerated into a very serious chest condition. And all of those compendium of issues were arrested during the course of the prayer.
Where is your dad?
Abuja.
All right, so he has confirmed it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Is he still on the phone? Okay. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we connect the father and we decree that it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Come. We decree it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Can you sing that yourself? Every knee shall bow. Lord shows me someone that is putting on a black top and you're sitting outside. At the count of seven, the hand of God will come on you so that I can identify you and prophesy on you. Father, that one that is wearing black, putting on black, a black top, I ask that your hand will fall upon that one. 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 Ushers, if you find that person, bring the person. I have a message for the person. If you find the person, bring the person. Black top, black, black. Father, let your hand be strong. Let your hand be strong. Let your hand be strong. Let your grace be strong upon that life. In the name of Jesus. So that one with black. Black top, the person is outside. So when you find the person, just help the person to come to the front. Yes?
Yes, yes. Me.
So this brother, he connected with his sister through phone. His sister was poisoned.
Sister was
in
poisoned.
In her dream.
Okay.
But while prayer was going on, the notable difference with this healing is that she said she felt a syringe as if she was being injected.
Okay, a doctor appeared and gave her some medication
during the course of the administration, and the sister was delivered from that condition.
Where is she? She's in worry. So this is the person with the black top. The Lord wants to change your story this night. You've been tied down by so many powers, but God is commissioning you into your destiny. Say, I shall proclaim over you that today is the day of your beginning. I speak grace over your life. Let grace come upon you to start you on the path of destiny in the name of Jesus. Those seasons of disfavor, they are rolled away. Those seasons of manipulation, they are rolled away. I speak forth a new season into your life in the name of Jesus.
He is Lord,
40. See, I just got
KC
healing.
40.
I just got healing from a blood condition.
Blood condition.
I can feel something just came out of me.
Something just came out of him.
I am feeling so light now.
Very light now.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now, did he tell us where he is streaming from?
No, there's no location here.
All right. Yes.
Then Adeleke Joseph.
Joseph.
My brother Emmanuel is streaming from Abia State. He's healed in his leg pain. He has pauses in his leg due to an addiction of injection.
Okay, he's healed. Pause. Is that?
Yeah.
Pause. He's coming out of the leg.
Because of too much injections.
And the Lord has touched him. And all the way from Abia State.
Then you did mention of a Kate who was watching
Kate,
the meeting online real time.
Where is she watching?
She's watching from London.
She's watching from London.
Having been recovered from the power of God.
Okay, she just recovered from the power of God in London. Is her number there? Okay, her number is London. All right. We just like I prophesied on this lady, I have an utterance for that Kate. If she drops her number, no problem. If she doesn't drop it, it's all right. It's all right. Now,
as this is the brother whose sister was injected, and a doctor was sent to the sister and ministered to her through the
okay, a spiritual doctor
injection
was
sent. State.
Where is your sister? She's in worry now. So, a spiritual doctor appeared in worry, gave her injection. Hallelujah. So, we send the anointing of God to your sister through you. But the infirmity from which she has been healed, she'll be permanently healed in the name of Jesus. Now, where you are sitting, we need to do two things quickly. Have 5 minutes. Where you are sitting, we need to do two things. Two things. Can you pray now? Just pray for your family now. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Is clearer now. There is someone that is being dragged out of a pit. They are being dragged out. It's clear. The vision is clear. So we have authority from Jesus to help you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anywhere that one that is being dragged out of a pit is sitting, I ask that you release the anointing upon that one. From my left hand side, outside, the overflow to my right hand side, anywhere on the field and online, that one that you are drawing out of the pit, let your hand descend upon that life. Descend upon that life. Descend upon that life. Descend upon that life. Holy Spirit, show me a sign. Ushers, I can't see everywhere, but you can help me. I have a word for that person. I need to break the yoke. 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 It's coming stronger. The hand of God. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger upon that life. It's coming stronger. Yes. Much stronger. Much stronger. Much stronger upon the life. God is bringing you out of the pits. Father, if there's anyone outside also, I ask that you touch that one. Touch that one. Touch that one. Touch that one. Yeah, there's one outside. I've seen you in the spirit. I've seen you. Okay. Can you be so kind as to lay hands on his chest, please, and speak in tongues? Speak in tongues, speak in tongues. He's bound. He's bound. He's totally bound. He's totally bound. Yes? Put your hand on her chest and speak in tongues. She's going to come out. They are going to come out. They will come out of where they were kept. They will come out. They will come out. They will come out now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Yes. They will come out. 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 Yes, you are drawn out of the pit. Can you just put your hand on his chest? Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. It's going to come out. The yoke will break. The yoke will break. The yoke will break. That altar whereon you were tied, I disconnect you. I disconnect you. I disconnect you. You see, they are coming out. Don't bother. Don't bother about that lady. Don't bother. Just, this is the hospital. This section is intensive care. Jesus, the physician, is the one that works here. I just assist him. I assist Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. They are coming out now. You are welcome. Come out. Come out from that. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Don't stop speaking in tongues. Don't stop. Don't stop. Jesus Christ. Have you dealt with that case? Are you sure? All right. Listen. I'm seeing death now. Death. I'm seeing death. Someone came here with death. Came here with death. Why are you standing by the door? Oh, that's your husband. Okay, don't worry. Just. Father, that one that came here with death, I ask, Lord, from now to the count of 10, show me that one. Inside, outside, on the platforms, that one carrying the spirit of death. That one carrying the spirit of death. Show me that one. What? Bring them. It's death. I know that spirit. I know death. I know it when I see it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Uh-huh. Come out. Okay, release them. Release these ones. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. I'm seeing death. Death. There's somebody outside. There's somebody outside. You came with death. Father, I break that yoke. I break that yoke. I break it. I release that soul. Your life begins today. Yes, you are released. There's someone outside. Huh? Do I need to go and look for the person? I don't think so. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Where's the other one? Huh? Oh, she's the one? All right, there's still another one. Now, when wicked people want to live longer, they exchange life. So we catch them. We'll catch them and sentence them to death and release the substitute. There's still another one outside. I don't want to go outside. So the Holy Ghost will help me. He will help me. He will help me. Lord, from the front here to the back to the field, on the road where people are sitting, help me find the one. Okay, he's coming. He has accepted. He's coming strong. He's coming strong. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. Help me find that one, Holy Ghost. Help me find that one, Holy Ghost. Help me find that one. Help me find that one. Help me find that one, Holy Spirit. Ushers, have you seen that one? You have seen that one? Okay. So no need for me to go out. Release that young man. Release him. Release him. Raise him. Raise him up. Grace. You are set at liberty. Go and be free. You are set at liberty. We have not finished the prayer. It's the prayer of the household that led to this. Can you leave her? She's in intensive care unit and you want to discharge her. And Jesus has not. I don't know. Why are you troubled? Jesus Christ is Satan would have killed us long ago. Not now. Now we will release everybody that he has tied in Makodi and in the world. Now those of you that don't know how death looks like, I want to teach you something. Death is love. Death is violent, it's forceful. And the way you will know is if we can look at her eyes, I will show you something. Listen to me. The person that is supposed to die, that is trying to exchange this lady. I think we need to decree something. We need to make a decree this night. Make a decree this night. I arrest you in the name of Jesus. I disarm your powers. I disarm your powers. The protocol of exchange that you are trying to perform, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon you. Wicked people will be 80 years old and they will look for this fresh blood and say, let's pour this one. Your reign is over in the name of Jesus. They will look for fresh blood. They have spent their lives serving demons, attending to all the altars of demons, trying breaking homes, breaking marriages, putting curses on people. And then when they are old, they now look for fresh blood. You tried it before, it worked. This one will not work. Now we send your arrow back to sender, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. That one is finished. The person responsible for this one is finished. Is Lord. Hey.
Is risen from the dead. Is Lord.
Now listen. I see the angel of the Lord standing by my right hand. And then the angel touches me here. As he's touching me here, two people are being anointed now. That's the sign the angel is showing me. There are two people being anointed. And the anointing is coming on you so strong, so strong, so strong, so strong, so strong. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Two of them are outside. You can see beyond walls. These walls, they don't exist in the spirit. You can use your eyes inside. Then you will see something in Ghana. See something in London. You see in your village. Old people will serve demons for that 80 years. Jesus. We forbid it. We forbid it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I touch those people, yes, and I transmit the grace, then you are released. Grace. 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 Now, you see, this angel that came now, it's just that we need to go. This one can stay here for long. We can stay here till 10 o'clock in the night. Just doing work. Doing work. I know most of you are blind. You can't see. Take away sin from your life. Take sin away. Take it away. Walk with God. The eyes will open. Someone is coming and he's coming with lies. You just be saying lie. L-I-E. Come like, lie. Lie. But don't talk. Just say, the person will not lie more. You are liberated. The curse is broken from off you. Hallelujah. 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 Our prayer has not finished. You are still praying for your family. This is just number one. We'll pray number two, then I'll stop. Oh, can we sing this song? He's Lord. Mama,
He's Lord. Amen.
Darkness. Sing again one more time.
His Lord, His Lord, His Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. His Lord.
Hallelujah. One more time, can you pray for your family and say, Lord, send help, send help, send help. Do damage to the intentions of Satan in that family. Do damage. I'm seeing a darkness. I'm seeing a darkness rising. There's a darkness. There is a darkness. The darkness. Let me follow this darkness. Please, follow this one.
Yeah.
There's a darkness. There's a darkness. I need a seat. Because this one will take small time. Give me a seat. No, leave it. Okay. Hey, Marco Cabara Bobosi. Now, there's a darkness we want to remove from this life. Can you stretch your hands in 5 minutes and ask the Lord, let this yoke be broken. Let this yoke, let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. In the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. Let her go now, Satan. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Free her soul. Free her body. Free her spirit. Release her. Release her. Release her in the name of Jesus. Release her in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let her go. Yeah. Release her soul. Her spirit. Her body. Let your power be broken over her. Release her. That covenant of yours, I present the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That speaketh better things. I disarm you. I disarm you. Yes. Yes. Now you come out now. Come out from where you were kept. From where you were tied. From where you were tied. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Many of you don't know darkness. So she's coming out now. B, give me my... Okay. She's coming out. Let's give her some time. She's coming out.
We need every time. Jesus Christ,
yeah. We call you forth. This one is drowned deep. Comfort. 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 How are you? She's just reaching the surface. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So, sister, you're welcome. How are you? Sit up. I want to ask you a few questions. Can you tell me the things you have been passing through, the things you have been experiencing? Can you tell me?
Me, only me. I'm married to my husband and they don't even go close to my husband. It's only me.
Wait, don't worry, wait. Just tell us which kind of attacks.
Spiritual in my dreams, then comes.
Please, do you know what is happening? They have tied her tongue.
So it has nothing to do with your husband. It has everything to do with your family. You are being attacked from your family. Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir.
So how are you aware? What did you see?
My family has received a calling. My uncle had it.
Please, we need an interpretation of that. The people in London will not know that. Who is a strong deep man here to give us some perspective? Aunduna.
It's a deity.
Aunduna. The little I know about this thing, you are not explaining it well. What's the next year?
Well, it's a witchcraft item.
The witchcraft item.
It is used by a bone, this former, the former bone, the former of a child. Femur is constructed with that bone. And then blood is being applied on it.
Okay.
For prosperity.
Okay, I'm coming.
So in a family.
Yes, that means they will take somebody's blood, put on it, and then somebody else will be prospering.
That's it.
Now, what I want us to understand is, this is the person they want to put on that bone. Are you following me? Now, so we are going to... We have not... Can we finish our work? We want to release the attack to go to the person that has the bone. You know? 7 days. 7 days. Huh? Okay, you want us to forgive the person?
My younger brother.
No, let's hear from her. Let's hear from her.
My younger brother.
This is your brother. Okay. So that means we should leave him.
Please let him repent.
No peace for the wicked, sister.
Now, this is how complex a pastor's work is. I want you people to see pastor's work. This is our work.
No peace for the wicked.
Okay, take her to the office. Take her to the office. We will look at the options that are available. Don't suddenly become a pastor. Make sure you are called. Meanwhile, these two things happen just because we prayed for our family. Imagine if we had prayed for our family for 1 hour. Things will be revealed. All kinds of things. Even you will not believe. We are just starting. That angel that came is this type of work that he does. If we push it further, many things will happen. You will say, oh my God, why did I attend that service? So the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You see, my time is up. Oh, okay, somebody is giving me a sign. Let's press one again. Just that family, that's your family. One more time. Ask the Lord to uproot everything that he has not planted, that is at work in that place. Ask him to uproot. Ask him. Rasa salimo, riaso che la banto si la presco vela, abasi coprela, somenali, escoma sanda, palasco pele, escobela monde, esike, mahai compades, rusca mesi, amalata, imamo coria. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Listen. He has revealed one thing again. But this time he gave me wisdom. Not he didn't show me the thing, but he gave me the way to find the thing. If you are a female, stand up inside, outside, mother or daughter. Listen. I wanted to close. These people that said, Pastor, this is why we came here. This is the I wanted to go. Look at my photo. Okay. Listen to me. We have a problem. Before I say the problem, let us find the people that have the problem. Just put your hand here. That's all.
Those of you, because I saw a lady, she put her hand here, and when I began to pray, something began to react. Those of you that are linked by any means to any shrine, any deity, and you were dedicated to that deity, the yoke is about to break.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that any of our sisters that is here, standing or online, any of our mothers that is here with us, anyone that is outside, who is linked, connected to any deity and any altar, an altar is speaking right now on those people's behalf. I ask, Lord, as I bind the spirit, let there be a reaction. 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 As I bind the spirit, that false spirit is bound. Now just help me bring them. Hey, I'm seeing one spirit is trying to escape. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. The person is outside. The reason why I'm doing this is we want to shut down some altars. You can shut down an altar. I know you people will not have believed if you are not seeing this sign that people are connected to us. Please sit down, please. I bind the spirit in the name of Jesus. Demons. There's something called demons. As far as Jesus is concerned, most of human challenges are linked to demons. Demons. Meanwhile, the person I saw in my vision is not yet here. It means that the Lord is still at work. Because I saw the person clearly in my vision. They are still coming. Father, show me a sign in the name of Jesus. Altars, demons. There's no, you try to push the person forward, the person, there are still things that will happen because they are demons. The person I saw is not yet here. Father, your work has not finished. Your work has not finished. Help me locate them. Now, for those of you that are in front, Oga, sit down. Oga, sit down. Bring them. We want to address some altars now. Some altars. Just like you use your remote control to switch your television off. Zaiko Messi, Zaiko Messi, Bato Seli, Kebote Malikatan. I say I wanted to go. You people say, come, continue. The person I saw is not yet here. So the hand of God will not stop. The hand of God will not stop. Holy Ghost. The hand will not stop. Can we begin the operation? Because the Lord will dispatch angels from here. As long as we are praying, they'll be walking. For some of them, some things need to be removed from underground. They will come up from the ground. Some things that are buried will come up. Oh, there are two of them. Some things need to be retrieved
from the river, 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 from the river. Holy Ghost. I was going. You said I should come back. Some items are being retrieved from the river, from the river, from the river. Let her go. The women that can help me, if you know that you will not give birth again. A woman, you are here, from here. If you know you will not keep birth again, come. That you are finished. You are the only ones that can help me in this matter now. Saiko meresik, presko bela takia, saiko pele, mata kendo kopena, hiso bela kunda, ambes kope sama kudea. Okay. Hands on them, rebuke them. The demons will come out. Just look it. You lay hands, rebuke them. Mommy, just put your hand there, and speak in tongues. Put your hand on that lady, and speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Let the yoke break. We command the hand, the evil hand of Satan that is on you, because it was in your family, established in your family, it's been haunting you for so many years. I break that evil hand of darkness upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's coming out. Ushers, you can also help in the prayer. Let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Let the yoke break. Let the yoke break.